single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. There was a research about human brain, and these researchers did a test on people, and they found that a very interesting thing about the brain. And they found that immediately after 10 minutes of you hearing a presentation, you will forget at least 50% of what you heard. And by the next day, that rate drops to 25%. And after a week, it drops to 10%. So I want to tell the pastors that your congregation will remember only 10% of what you preached on a Sunday. And for those who are listening to Sunday worship or Sunday sermon, you don't have to be discouraged that you only remember the 10% of what your pastor said. You're normal. And it's a very interesting thing, but it's so true in our lives. If you look back to your lives, you can look back the things that you heard or you saw in your life. It's normal, according to statistics, that you remember only 10% after you see or hear something after a week. And in our passage today, that we're going to look at the sovereignty of God, but how people are so forgetful on how great God is and how sovereign God is in our lives. And through our passage that I want to remind you, all of us to be reminded of how great our God is and of His grace and His sovereignty in our lives. Let's look at the passage together.
Isaiah chapter 21, verses 11 through 17. An oracle concerning Duma. Someone calls to me from Seir, "Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night?" The watchman replies, "Morning is coming, but also the night. If you would ask, then ask, and come back yet again." An oracle concerning Arabia. You caravans of Dedanites who camp in the thickets of Arabia, bring water for the thirsty. You who live in Tema, bring food for the fugitives. They flee from the sword, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the heat of battle. This is what the Lord says to me. Within 1 year, as a servant bound by contract would count it, all the pomp of Kedar will come to an end. The survivors of the bowmen, the warriors of Kedar, will be few. The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken.
There are three oracles in Isaiah chapter 21, and the oracle that we're going to see today is the second one, the oracle of Duma. All three actually oracles are showing the sovereignty of God, and especially on this oracle, the oracles of Duma and Arabia, it clearly shows us that how sovereign God is and how He is taking control over the universe. And it says here in morning is coming, but also the night. It sounds like the flow of the nature. It sounds very natural that after morning comes, or evening coming, and a night is coming, and the morning again. We just think it's the circle of life. But the Bible is clearly telling us that it's not just by chance, or it's just like it's not happening just because it's how it's created, but there is a sovereignty of God. God is controlling over the morning. God is controlling over the night. And that's how it's flowing in our lives. It shows the sovereignty of God, and God has full knowledge and control over everything that is happening in our lives. And just the Bible is clear and telling us that only God knows and has control over our future as well. Only God can be certain about our future. We think we know something, and a lot of times for the things that we don't know, we feel curious, and we go to like trying to find some other ways to figure out about our future. And one thing that I found in Korea is the fortune telling. A lot of people actually are interested of knowing their future. about their relationship with other people. If they are trying to get married, they want to know like what's going to happen in the marriage, and they want to know what's going to happen in their family. They're interested about their children's health, their parents' health, about their future, about job, about how much they can earn in their lives. All these things, it's surprising to see how many people in Korea are just relying their future on fortune telling. And we think we can predict and prevent those accidents and misfortunes happening in our lives. But if we look at the Bible, it's not something that we can find out and we can prevent or predict. It's impossible. And only God knows our future. And only God can be certain about the things that are happening in our lives. And a lot of fortune tellers, they just look into statistics. They say it's, they can predict what's happening in your life. But it's all a lie. They're just, maybe that there are statistics and they can guess, but it's only guessing. They cannot know for certain about the things that are happening. Only God does. Only God knows for sure what's going to happen in our lives and how that's how He's leading us. And the problem is not that we don't know about it, but we forget so easily about it. That we all know that God is the only one who knows everything. And we know that God has control of our lives. But a lot of times, so often in our lives, we just forget about the fact that God is in control. And God knows everything in our lives. Because of our sinful nature, right? Because of our wickedness, we often forget that God had done so many things in our lives, and we often ignore the miracles that He did for us, and we often forget His grace. And that's actually causing us to rebel against His sovereignty over our lives. And we try to seek help from other people or other just statistics or other people who can just provide us with more information. Even though we try to ignore what He had done for us, He is reminding us and He is keep promising us with what He can do for us, and that very important fact that He is with us. And through God being with us, we know that even though when we face those difficulties, when we face those accidents and face those misfortunes, we know that God is with us and we can break through all these difficulties in our life through the power of God, through the sovereignty of God in our lives. And that's the one thing that we need all to remember in our lives today. And that God is trying to remind us through the oracles that we're seeing in Isaiah chapter 21. That He's keep telling us that it is not by human power that you can protect ourselves. It's not by human strength or human authority that we can protect ourselves. It's not by weapon, but it's only through God. And it is important for us to know and remind ourselves that God is with us. And I hope today that as we are just looking at the passage today, as we are going through this time together, I hope all of you will just be reminded of how important it is that God is taking control over your lives, and only God is certain about your future. And only He can just take hold of your life and your future that's coming. Nothing else or no one else can tell you what to do or what's going to happen in your life. So don't be frustrated about what's going to happen in your future, because God has control over your life. I have a good news for you that despite our selfishness and pride, God still loves us. And Psalms, God tells us that God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. And His faithfulness is from everlasting to everlasting. And God's people, we can just only say amen to that, because we've been experiencing it, and we've been just living it in our lives. We've been experiencing the love of God. We've been experiencing the faithfulness of God. And we have to live with experiencing the grace of God in our lives. Let's be reminded today of God's sovereignty over our lives. And let's be reminded of God's sovereignty in our future, that He will just lead us to the best way and He will provide us with the bad things that we need in our lives. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for today, and we thank you for your sovereignty in our lives, and we thank you for your guidance, how much you love us and how much you care for us, and how much you want to be praised through our lives, through our future, and through our present, and even through our past. Lord, just we lift up our life wholly to you, that you may have control over us, and that you may lead us and guide us to the direction that you want to see in our lives. We thank you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a further and stepping in closer, see you.